see you tonight. I'm going W1 is pretty, but you're a better sign. I don't need no Piccadilly with their flashing lights. I don't need no supermarket to make me feel alright. London girls are bringing me down. Just can't take the same old run around. Used to be things were so neat. I can't spend my life out on the street. On honey, I need a little girl. I said my hands are shaky and my head's in a whirl. Like we usually on money, there's some affection to them. Don't tell me no funny story. I really want to be you, and you, and you, and you. London girls are bringing me down. Just can't take the same old run around. Used to be things were so neat. I can spend my life out on the street. Sometimes I think that I love you, and sometimes I think that I need you, and sometimes I don't want you around at all. Sometimes I just wanna talk with you, and sometimes I just wanna walk with you, and sometimes I don't want you at all. Just can't take the same old run around. Used to be things for on me. I spent my life out on the street. Rockville police now identifying the man they believe went on the shooting spree this morning. He's identified as Richard Reuben Calkins, last name spelled C-A-L-K-I-N-S. He's 18 years old. Police say they've had contact with him before, but they won't discuss how. They also believe he knew the three people that he shot, but they don't know why. I mean, I don't know why he did something else rather strange, too. He walked several blocks to this police department. He goes up to the top and starts smashing windows, windows that you now see replaced with plywood. Grief and tears at an apartment complex in Vacaville as relatives arrive at the scene of a triple shooting where two young men, ages 20 and 21, were killed. Police arrived at this complex after reports of shots fired just before 2 a.m.
Officers arriving at the scene located a female who had gunshot wounds lying in front of that home. Officers began administering first aid to the female, and on further investigation, found out the residence that she was living at. There were two men inside that residence who also had gunshot wounds. They were dead.
Officers say the suspect then walked several blocks into the lobby of this police station carrying a handgun. He smashed two windows before being confronted by police officers on the steps outside.
We did use an electronic control device to subdue him, and he was taken into custody. He is currently at a medical facility being treated.
Police are not releasing the names of the victims, but this man says his friend, Richard Perez, was one of those murdered.
He was a good kid.
Why would anybody want to hurt him? Did this suspect know him?
Why does anybody want to hurt anybody?
Yeah.
And that's my answer to that.
And we're back live now. As you see, a worker up there at the entrance to the police station on Merchant Street trying to stabilize some of the damage that was done earlier. By the way, the young woman who the police first found at this apartment who had been shot, we're told was shot in the face. She was rushed to UCD Medical Center. She's in surgery. She is expected to survive. The suspect is also hospitalized because after he was tased right on the steps here, he fell and hit his head. That's why he's in the hospital. Officers are hopeful they'll be able to arrest him and question him in a few hours. Reporting live in Vacaville, Tom Duhane, KCRA 3 report.
All right, so that was actually a really, really old clip from Vacaville. Before that was They Ignore Peaceful Protests, and before that was London Girls by The Vibrators. We also heard science fiction double feature, The Reprise, from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And here's a treat for you.
Listen. God knows heaven, West Jamaica, through his mountain, shining down the river. All my friends there, pulling on those reeds, young and then the mountain.
Take it tired, I'm your darling.
Oh, no.
just getting started.
Oh, I love you, Ken.
As one man faces death row for his actions in Utah, another faces criminal charges in Maryland for a crime that's stirring controversy across America. John Anthony Garber was pulled over in Maryland by a policeman for speeding, yet arrested for a totally unrelated offense.
Get off the motorcycle, state police.
A cop driving an unmarked car wearing no uniform and carrying a gun stops Garber for speeding on his motorcycle. Garber records the confrontation, which is the YouTube video you're watching here, on a camera attached to his helmet. Days later, after the video was posted on YouTube, police got a warrant to search Garber's home and arrested him for violating Maryland's wiretapping laws. Now he faces felony charges in Maryland. It's illegal to record anyone on videotape without their consent. And joining me in the studio, in our Miami studio, for more on this is Carlos Miller, author of the website Photography is Not a Crime. Now, Carlos, this is an interesting thing. When you have a photographer, a camera that could be more dangerous than a gun itself, or at least you could face felony charges like Garber is. What do you make of this latest incident?
Well, it's obviously an attempt by the police to strong arm this guy, you know, because he did nothing wrong. He did nothing criminal. All he did was expose a cop, an overly aggressive cop, and he embarrassed the cop. And now they're cracked down on him, and it's really it's out of line on the police department for pursuing this charge against him, because the wiretapping law is meant for telephone conversations, not for being videotaped in public when you have no expectation of privacy. Another thing is Graber, Anthony.
I have footage of a cop car being caught on fire. I obtained this footage myself. This happened a few houses down from me, a street over, like around a little curve thing, just walking distance within my house. But it's kind of weird that this happened just after the cops had beaten me down, and I just posted my last video about how they beat me down and tased me and arrested me for resisting arrest. I posted that video. Now, a cop car catches on fire right down the street. It was great. I have an alibi. I wasn't there when the car was being lit on fire. I am actually at a completely different location, and I'm sure I am on their surveillance cameras, their security cameras. I'm 100% positive I'm there on their cameras. So I have an alibi. They can't link me to it. I was coming home. I see a fire truck. I see another fire truck. I see all the neighbors standing out on their porch. I'm like, what's going on? I ask one neighbor. She says, there's a cop car on fire. I'm like, what? Yes! I'm running the house, I got my camera, I went down the street, put this cop car on fire. I've got the footage. You can see me sneaking up through the bushes with my camera, and one of the cops spot me. One tries to go off this way, and I'll just show you the footage. Here it is.
All right, we're signing off. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful evening.